Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of early spring. In the late 1970s, a research scientist named Mandel Brough looked at fluctuations in all kinds of phenomena, from the stock market to cloud formations. He came to the conclusion that these very different occurrences were related to one another as patterns, and that they revealed an underlying force that pervaded every aspect of life on Earth. In each of the events and things he studied, Mandel Brough found what he called self-similar systems, and he called these systems fractals. Picture a month or two of a graph of the Dow Jones averages. That's a fractal pattern. Mandel Brough asserted that fractals are showing us a life principle not unlike a yin-yang law that underlies not only weather and stocks and heartbeats, but almost everything from the shape of ferns and fjords to the filigree in lungs and leaves. Well, if fractals reflect some universal designing set in nature, and if they are in fact the signatures of nature, then what are we to make of them? During the Middle Ages, the doctrine of signatures held that the shape of any natural object, like a leaf or a root, held the key to its medicinal use. Modern fractal theory posits a not so dissimilar view, that patterns might not only hold the key to understanding the rhythm, but also the purpose and the meaning of phenomena. Some analysts believe that fractals could hold the secret of the universe, explain the ultimate causes not only of our personal decisions, but of the outside forces that influence them. So, in a way, all of the ups and downs of nature and of our lives are part of what Mandel Brough would call self-similar patterns. Do they have meaning? And what is their connection? This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of early spring. In the meantime, follow the ups and downs. Look for the patterns.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.